News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, funky start on this Monday and rain in the mix. Details coming up from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 54 now. Let's check traffic first. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, we do have an accident. A car went down the embankment after blowing a tire in Loxley, I-10 eastbound. At the 41-mile marker, also got another one. The ramp southbound 65 between eastbound I-10 and westbound I-10. Two cars left the roadway, not affecting traffic, but they do have emergency vehicles there. The trellis room located inside the Battle House has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the trellis room, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m., so come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you all along on this Monday. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams calling for a Gulf Coast weather roller coaster this week. Of course, interlaced with that, we have parades all week long except for the rain day Wednesday. We'll see if we move some to Wednesday or some back to Wednesday. Tonight looks okay. We'll get a full discussion from Doc coming up at around 7:35. Also on the way, we'll keep you up to date on traffic, and it is heating up. The gloves are off in the AL1 race a little bit, but the Alabama Senate race, the Republican primary, gloves are off as well. We'll talk more about some ads coming out over the weekend. And who would take a bullet for President Trump? It's Paul Gaddis' story over at AL.com we'll get into.
I can't wait to see the answers on that one.
All right, so who would take the bullet, the literal bullet for President Trump? Kind of like Secret Service thing. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also today, the deadline for voter registration for Super Tuesday here in Alabama. Got to get registered today if you're going to vote next month. Plus, the quarantine, Americans leave the cruise ship world away and arrive in Texas to be quarantined again, all dealing with the COVID-19.
Yeah, say the name correctly.
COVID-19. So we'll talk about COVID-19 on the way in just a little bit. Plus, Democrats are debating again. They've got Nevada in their sights. We'll talk about that. And in sports,
they only made it 20 laps into the Daytona 500 yesterday, but that was long enough for Grand Marshal President Trump to ask the gentlemen very nicely to start their engines. So he was the Grand Marshal yesterday. And on Friday night, Grant Enfinger from Fairhope winning the trucks race. I'll give you more on racing from over the weekend. Also, SEC basketball, Auburn loses and Bama wins over a ranked team.
I wonder if we could do something down the road where we had not just the president's vehicle, but like secured vehicles from around the world, around the country, you know, bulletproof, bomb-proof, whatever, if we could get them on the track and race them versus, like, here's the French car, here's the American car, the German, here's the Japanese car, here's, you know, and put them all out there and race them on a track.
I think the French one, isn't that just one of those bikes that has, like, multiple seats? I forget what those are, the bikes in France. And remember, when Trump last went to North Korea, they kind of had an armored car off between him and Kim Jong-un, also had a very fortified vehicle.
He can bring his rig over here. We'll put them all on the track at Daytona and race all the world leaders' secure vehicles.
I'm down for that.
On the track. So it's just an idea. It's just an idea, world leaders, when you're listening, just, you know, think about that. Also, what we're watching is there's some flooding back here at home. I want to talk about that because there's a reading for Barry Steam Plant that is significant. That is the gauge, the Mobile River gauge of Barry Steam Plant that is significant, that makes a difference difference for places like Biosera and other places in our area. We'll talk about that coming up. But the big story is in Mississippi this morning, and not the Mississippi River flooding. That has been going on. It's also people outside the levee in the south part of the Delta have been suffering from flooding for a while. But Jackson, outside, this is not the Mississippi River. This is the Pearl River with the flooded Ross Barnett Reservoir. And they're having to let water through there that's flooding parts of Jackson, Mississippi. Looks like it's cresting this morning. More on this from Evan Haining from Westwood One.
In one neighborhood this weekend, Jackson residents paddled canoes, kayaks, and small fishing boats to check on their houses and give lifts to their neighbors. The general manager of the Pearl River Valley Water Supply District, John Sigmund, said water levels in the reservoir had been stabilized, allowing them to send less water downriver.
Overnight, we were able to stabilize the rise of the reservoir by increasing our outflows and matching the inflows. That occurred at about 3 a.m.
But Governor Tate Reeves warns that he expects the river to keep rising. A cresting of 37.5 feet was predicted overnight.
We do not anticipate this situation to end anytime soon. It will be days before we are out of the woods and the waters start to recede, and the state and our first responders are prepared and ready to act.
Now, if the Pearl hits 38 feet, a large number of homes will be flooded by 6 feet of water, roads will be impassable, and residents won't be allowed to go home for days. As some people tried to evacuate, water nearly covered fire hydrants and mailboxes in parts of Jackson. Since Saturday, the city has been handing out sandbags. Nearly 100,000 have been delivered to Hinds County, the governor said. National Weather Service meteorologist Felicia Bowser says later today, another wave of rainfall will settle in.
As such, 1 to 2 inches with the potential for locally higher amounts is expected Monday night into Wednesday morning, mainly across areas of Vicksburg, Jackson Metro, McGee, Philadelphia, to a south of Eupora area.
I'm Evan Haining.
All right, so they're dealing with that in the Jackson area. They're dealing with flooding because of the Mississippi River and the gates being closed on some of the rivers in the South Delta. And here in our area, this is up a flood warning for our area. It looks like if you are at Biosera, as of 11 o'clock Sunday, stage was at 4.5 feet. It says minor flooding is occurring and moderate flooding is forecast for you. I know a lot of neighborhoods there in Saraland on that side of 43 on the east side. We'll be dealing with that. Rivers set to rise 5 feet overnight and continues to rise around 6 feet by early Wednesday evening. At 6 feet, flooding of residences will occur in the Saraland Metro. So be aware, you're probably, those folks in Saraland that get it in the past, they're probably ready for it with sandbags, but keep an eye on that. And the big story here that's causing that flooding and elsewhere too, also in Baldwin County along the river, is the flood stage of right now. Right now we're looking at Barry Steam Plant reading on the Mobile River at 13.84 feet. I'll say we got a little cabin up on the river, and the highest I remember ever seeing was last year, and it was around 14 feet. And that was a very big flood for us. We're pretty close to where ArcelorMittal and ThyssenKrupp used to be, now ArcelorMittal. And it was significant then. It is forecast to go to 15.9 feet at Barry Steam Plant. Now, I know there's not a bunch of folks that, well, there probably are a bunch of folks that know what that means. That is a really big river for the Mobile River, almost 16 feet in the projection. Wow. By Saturday, and that is really a high river stage for the Mobile River. Now, I had planned this interview earlier, but it ends up working out. I have Casey Calloway from Mobile Baykeeper joining us at 1 today. One of the discussions has happened, we've talked with Rob Holbert about before, is the coal ash ponds there at Barry along the Mobile River. You know, what is the security of that coal ash with a big river like this? We'll talk about that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour of Midday Mobile.
Should be good.
It's all straight ahead. 7:15. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One person is dead and 4 others are in the hospital after a drive-by shooting on West Gadsden Street in Pensacola late last night. Right now, police are searching for the person responsible. 2 of the victims are listed in serious condition. The other 2 are stable. Police have not identified the person who was killed. Fire officials are looking into what caused a house fire in Citronelle. That fire started about 2 o'clock Sunday morning on Albert Turner Road. When Citronelle Fire and Rescue arrived, the home was in flames. A car was also destroyed in that blaze. No one was home when the fire started. Dozens of people in central Mississippi are fleeing their homes as the Pearl River continues to rise. The river is expected to crest at 38 feet this morning. The spillway gates at the Ross Barnett Reservoir are open, but that's leading to more flooding in Jackson neighborhoods. Many of the flooded areas have been blocked off. Despite the rainy weather, thousands of revelers flocked to downtown Mobile to see the Neptune's Daughters and OOI parade. Mobile police say about 7,000 people showed up for the festivities. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's time to get serious about your lawn. It's time to step up to the best mower brand money can buy. For nearly four decades, Skag has been the easy choice for lawn care professionals. Don't settle for anything less than simply the best when it comes to mowing your lawn. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with Skag. See all of Skag's zero-turn mowers at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 27th annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Skag offers a full line of commercial-grade and residential mowers, so you're sure to find a Skag model that's right for you and at the lowest prices of the year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 42 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win great prizes. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Skag, simply the best.
Jolene, I need to get $50 out of petty cash.
What for?
I've got to pay Mardi Gras guy for his work on the Jack Green commercial.
He doesn't work for us, and he's certainly not a spokesperson for Jack Green.
Well, whatever. Since we put him on the air, he's hired an agent, and he's demanding a salary.
No. Look, we've got new information we have to get out right away. Commercial property rates are going sky high, and a lot of people are losing their commercial coverage altogether. This week alone, Jack Green has saved people thousands of dollars. Thousands! He can find you a much better commercial rate and save you money, whether you own a small restaurant
or a bar,
an apartment complex, a shopping center,
or a bar,
or a church,
or a bar.
Jack Green will save you money. Jack also writes physicians' E&O coverage. Jack will help you stay in business by helping you hang on to your cash. Call Jack Green today in Mobile, 344-5393.
That's too many letters. Oh.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Nope.
718 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Daytona 500 has been postponed by rain for the first time since 2012. After only 20 laps on Sunday, it was postponed. There were two lengthy delays that totaled more than 3 hours due to the rain. President Trump was the Grand Marshal of the parade. He brought Air Force One to town and told the gentlemen to start their engines. Race is set to resume at 3 p.m. today. It will be broadcast on Fox. On Friday night, Grant Enfinger from Fairhope won the Truck Series race at Daytona by 1/100th of a second. A full-on photo finish, the closest Daytona race in the history of the Truck Series. Enfinger's win is the third Truck Series victory of his career, and it comes 1 year after he lost to Daytona by just under 3/10 of a second. On Saturday, Noah Gragson won the Xfinity race. In the UFC, local MMA fighter Brock Weaver won in his debut at UFC Fight Night in Rio Rancho, but not in the manner that he'd prefer. Weaver's opponent, Kazula Vargas, was disqualified after illegally kneeing Weaver in the face while Weaver was sitting on the ground against the cage. It's illegal for a fighter to knee to the head of an opponent that's on the ground. Weaver appeared to briefly lose consciousness before the referee called an end to the fight.
Vargas escapes and throws some big right hands and a knee! That's illegal. That's illegal. That's illegal.
The referee immediately steps in.
I don't think he's going to call it up.
Yep, it's over.
Cut time. He didn't call it off.
It's over. Yep, he's hurt bad.
One of the most blatant illegal knees that I've seen in the UFC. Weaver is from the Mohawk Band of Choctaw Indians in McIntosh. He trains right here in Mobile at Port City MMA. In college basketball, number 11, Auburn went on the road without freshman Isaac Okoro. Ended up falling to Missouri 85-71. The loss brings an end to an 8-game win streak for Auburn. They had won 4 of their last 5 games in overtime. Kyra Lewis Jr., Jaden Shackelford, and Herb Jones led Alabama past number 25-ranked LSU 88-82. Lewis scored 27 points, Shackelford had 26, and Jones, with only one healthy hand, the other one in a cast, he ended up with a career-high 17 rebounds. The South Alabama Jaguars beat Louisiana Monroe on Saturday 50-49 after South's K.K. Curry grabbed an offensive rebound off of a missed free throw, ended up hitting the game-winning shot as time expired. The Jags have now won four games in a row. The USA women's team fell in a close one to Coastal Carolina 76-73. In baseball, South Alabama began their season at home with a 2-1 series win over Campbell, the Fighting Camels. Hunter Stokes, who played his high school ball at Spanish Fort, hit a walk-off homer on Friday night, gave the 23rd-ranked Jags a 1-0 win. Then on Saturday, the teams split two games, with South winning Game 1 12-10 and Campbell taking Game 2 7-3. Tomorrow, the Jags head up to Nashville to take on number 1-ranked Vanderbilt in a two-game series. And in golf, Adam Scott won the Genesis Invitational at Riviera by two shots. It was Scott's 14th PGA Tour win and came nearly 4 years since his last. Tiger Woods finished in last place after a final day 77.
Still a little ticked, but I also look at it from a perspective, which I didn't do, you know, most of my career, that I have a chance to play, you know, going down the road, which a few years ago that wasn't the case.
Tiger's 11-over-par effort was his worst 72-hole score at the Genesis Invitational and marked just the second time in his career that he finished last among those who made the cut. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Children are expensive, but there are some sizable tax breaks for having them. You can get up to a $2,000 credit per child under 17 years old, and up to $1,400 is refundable this year. There's a catch, though. The personal exemptions taxpayers used to get for each dependent have been eliminated. The child tax credit starts to phase out for married taxpayers who earned $400,000 last year. For single taxpayers, it phases out at $200,000. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
My portfolio's diversified, my 401k's maxed, but my savings account just sat there till I switched it to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm earning way more now, just between you and me. My savings are right on track, feels like I got upgraded for free.
You can money. With an online savings account from Marcus by Goldman Sachs, you could earn much more interest than with the largest banks. Sign up at Marcus.com.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of January 21st, 2020 may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product.
Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film.
Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage. And they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still working in accident. I-10 eastbound at the 41 mile marker. Car had a blowout and went down the embankment. Northbound 65 from westbound I-10 off to the side of the road. But no other accidents slowing you down. Still have fog in the area, so be careful. Old Pass, Gugula, Highway 90, Schillinger Road, no delays. Coastal Traffic and Scamp Entertainment are proud to bring you Dennis DeYoung, the original singer of Styx, to Pensacola Sanger Theater this Friday night. Go to Ticketmaster.com, use the promo code SCAMP, and save 25% on your tickets and meet and greets. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
It's a fun word, by the way. Scamp. It's in my list with the bungalow and trousers and a series of words that amuse me. 726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Yeah, scamp. I mean, could be like a scamp, like a person, like they're a scamp.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a great tasty fish in the Gulf.
Ah.
Or it could be there's a line of lightweight fiberglass campers that are called scamps.
So a very utilitarian word then.
Very much so. Maybe why I like it. Again, speaking of rock and roll shows coming our way, announcement this morning, big deal coming up at the Wharf Amphitheater September 28th, Def Leppard and ZZ Top, their 2020 Vision Tour, and tickets go on sale Friday for this show, but all week long. Your chance to win them before you can buy them, so sometime between now and 9 o'clock, your chance at tickets to go see Def Leppard, ZZ Top, Wharf Amphitheater, September 28th. It's going to be a big, big show, and you got a chance to win those tickets coming up sometime between now and 9. So you may want to go ahead and put those numbers in your phone, the contact. If you don't already have the contact number for FM Talk 106.5, it's 343-0106, 343-0106. Put that in your contacts, and then you can text us or call us at any time. But calling is what you can do this morning.
Yeah, the show's at the Wharf this year. I mean, they've lined up some bangers.
They're crushing it. They're doing good. All right. So I mentioned this Paul Gaddis story from AL.com. Would you take a bullet for President Trump? Okay. So there was an event up in North Alabama, a debate, and Senate candidate, or forum actually, Senate candidates were there. Paul was asking him the question. It sounds like for the majority of people that were there that answered, they metaphorically would take a bullet for President Trump, but not literally, until you get to this quote here. I'd take a bullet for my brother in any case, Senate candidate Arnold Mooney said. That's what we're called to do as believers, is to lay down our lives for our friends, whether it was President Trump or some radical leftist socialist. If somebody was taking a shot at them, we need to try to protect them. There's no question. My faith teaches me that, and it's a conviction I have. So then other person who won't win. So Arnold Mooney, one of the candidates who won't win. Also, Senate candidate Stanley Adair, somebody who won't win, said, oh no, I don't think I need to take a bullet for President Trump. I think his security guys can do that. For Sessions and Byrne, two of the top three candidates in the race, according to the polls, they point to bullets they've already taken for Trump in a figurative manner. Tommy Tuberville responded just that he had Trump's name on his bus. So, there you go. So AL.com coming with the who would take Candace Moss Trumpy, who would take a literal bullet for President Trump.
I think Roy Moore said he would take a bullet for the Constitution.
I think he did as well.
The president.
Yeah, so there you go. Really, it comes down to Mooney is the only one to take the real bullet. All right, so still, I don't think it's going to help him. I don't think it's going to help him get elected. We'll see.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police in Mobile are investigating a shooting on Calhoun Street. It happened this morning about 12:35. That's according to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office crime map. We contacted Mobile Police for more information. Also in Mobile County, a shooting overnight in Chunchula. It was reported about 10 minutes after the shooting on Calhoun Street in Mobile. It happened on Cleburne Road about 12:45 this morning. A woman has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for animal cruelty. Last March, Okaloosa County deputies found several dead dogs, cats, and rabbits at the home of Truth Rack. The animals all died from malnourishment. Rack admitted that she was responsible for the animals and their deaths. After she serves her prison time, she will not be allowed to own any animals. Mississippi's Department of Corrections is investigating the state's latest inmate death. Officials say an officer found 42-year-old David Lee May unresponsive in his cell in the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility Sunday morning. Corrections officials say there were no obvious injuries but plan an autopsy. The Justice Department is investigating the prison system in Mississippi. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The grand opening celebration is going on now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and now open in D'Iberville. Check out the deals in both locations and receive free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles on safes $1,500 and up. But hurry, this sale ends February 22nd. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
After enduring nearly 2 weeks of quarantine in Japan on a cruise ship, some 340 American passengers are back in the U.S. At least 46 Americans connected with the cruise were not permitted to return and still aboard the ship.
We are now learning that 99 new people had tested positive for coronavirus on board the Diamond Princess, bringing the total number of infected passengers to 456. That is more than 10% of the population on board.
Lucy Kavanov reporting, a day after some 130 airline flights were canceled at Heathrow Airport, British Airways says the technical issue responsible for the delays has been resolved. With waters continuing to rise in Jackson, Mississippi, a state of emergency is in effect. The Pearl River expected to crest by midday today to its highest level since 1983. Hundreds of people have been forced to evacuate. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Builders are hammering away at more new houses than at any time since before last decade's foreclosure crisis, and the construction boom is driving up lumber prices. Lumber futures are up more than a third from lows reached last June when bad weather and overstocked yards caused an unseasonable slump. Raymond James analysts recently recommended that investors bulk up on shares of timber businesses. Business schools are racing to add concentrations in science, technology, engineering, and math to their MBA programs as they try to broaden their appeal to prospective students overseas who want to work in the U.S. Several schools, including Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management, have unveiled STEM-designated master's and business degrees in recent months. Funds that market themselves as sustainable investments aren't necessarily focused on companies that fight climate change or promote diverse boards. The five most commonly held S&P stocks and sustainable equity funds are Microsoft, Alphabet, Visa, Apple, and Cisco Systems. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Foggy start here on our Monday, and you called it a two-part weekend. Saturday was beautiful.
Yesterday, not so beautiful.
I'll just leave it at that. Saturday was beautiful. Walk us through what to expect today, and we got parades all week long. What's our forecast look like?
Well, we've got some mild weather for the first half of the week and then cooler the second half. Unfortunately, with the mild weather comes rain and also some fog. And that's what we're going to have to contend with for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and into Thursday. First dry weather we really get is going to be Friday and into Saturday. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies. We'll have areas of fog today. And there's a chance of a few showers developing this afternoon. We're going to warm up to the upper 60s. Now, tonight, cloudy skies. We'll see some scattered showers tonight. And also areas of dense fog. Low tonight will be in the 60s, 62. And then tomorrow, a good chance for showers and, of course, some dense fog in the morning. And the high tomorrow in the low 70s. Look ahead to the rest of the week. For Wednesday, another cloudy day with some scattered showers, high in the upper 60s. And then we'll feel the effects of a cold front that'll come in on Wednesday, and we'll really feel it on Thursday. Thursday only in the mid-50s. Unfortunately, a good chance for showers throughout the day on Thursday. And then on Friday, all the rain finally moves out. Friday, mostly sunny, only 55 for the high. We'll get into the upper 30s for Friday night. And then looks like another two-part weekend. Saturday, the best day, mostly sunny around 60. And then mostly cloudy Sunday with a few showers and a high in the mid-60s. So there it is with the rain in the forecast, and we don't really see dry weather until Friday.
All right. So tonight, parades in Mobile starting at 6:30. You think okay for tonight?
I think we're going to be okay. There is a slight chance we could see a shower later this afternoon. And if they do form, they'll be isolated. But we will see fog today, and particularly around the bay, and it could be a problem as we get into the evening.
All right, Dr. Bill. And remind folks who have yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac where they can get one.
You know, we really have quite a few locations now with Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile and also over in the Eastern Shore. But also here in Mobile, you'll find copies at Mike Ward's, also West Marine, Classic Cars, and Robert Moore Christmas Town, and over in the Eastern Shore, also at Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Autocraft Collision Center and Billy Langford Allstate, and over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. And you can always find some copies at Fox 10 and right here at the studios at 106.5.
All right, thanks, Doc. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your update exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. Also, in addition, flood warning continues for Biosera. This in Saraland goes on till further notice, says the National Weather Service. They said at 11 a.m. yesterday, the stage was 4.5 feet. Minor flooding is occurring, and moderate flooding is forecast. Flood stage is 4 feet. It's expected to rise to above 5 feet tonight and continue rising to 6 feet by early Wednesday evening. Additional rises may be possible Thursday through the weekend. At 6 feet, flooding of residences will occur along Bayou-Sara. So people got that to take care of there. I pointed out that the river stage at Berry Steam Plant for the Mobile River is very high. And then you've got the flooding, of course, they're dealing with over in Jackson, Mississippi today as the Pearl River, which is Jackson south of Ross Barnett Reservoir that holds back the Pearl River, but they're having to let out a lot of water to keep it from overtopping the dam, and they're getting flooding there. And then here we go. Dr. Bill has more rain in the forecast this week. So hopefully keep your feet dry out there. And if you want to check out parade schedules, rain days, all that kind of information, it's on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for the Moon Pie Minute. You can go back and listen to past episodes of the Moon Pie Minute, as well as check the parade schedule. Once again, front page of fmtalk1065.com. Check traffic with Kane coming up. Also, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Dalton's got some sports, and we got a chance to win Def Leppard ZZ Top tickets coming up this morning. Stay close.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Brian Garish, president of Banfield Pet Hospital. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Are you a retired veteran looking to buy or sell a home? The Roberts Brothers Military on the Move program gives us a chance to help members of the military community buy, sell, or rent at a discounted rate in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Thank you for your service. For more information, visit robertsbrothers.com.
Brian Garish oversees over 1,000 pet hospitals and over 19,000 associates as the president of Banfield Pet Hospitals. Each year, the company sees over 3 million pets. What's the future of pet care? Huge. Just huge. And Brian tells us how the millennial generation is much more focused on preventative pet care than previous generations. Also, there aren't nearly enough veterinarians graduating today, and therefore, Banfield is only 1% of 4% of national companies helping repay student loans to entice people into the veterinarian schools. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department clear, but state troopers are working an accident at McDonald Road and County Farm Road. Also southbound 65 to I-10 eastbound. A car slid off the left side of the road. No other delays, but you do have fog as you're traveling downtown, and especially over the Bayway, less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up Saturday, March 14th in Moxley. It's a brand new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can see the new track on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 741 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Strange story out there about the danger of drinking water that is set out for any period of time. This is straight. We're going to get to this. There's a warning about, like, if you put a glass of water next to the bed before you go to bed and you get up and drink it in the morning. Why, who wouldn't?
Yeah, that's worrisome for me. I do that all the time.
All right, get ready. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a second. Right now, I want you all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk inventory. Let's talk trucks, and let's talk price, Larry.
All right, we can do that. You know, we got several people always looking for trucks, four-wheel drive trucks under $10,000. We got several to choose from. We got one that's 2003 crew cab Lariat with only 90,000 miles. We got a 2004 extended cab Lariat, four-wheel drive. Another 2004 crew cab Lariat. You know, they're all under $10,000, and we can obtain financing for them.
You know, and you've talked about it in the past too. Not that the financing isn't great on any vehicle, but they really like to lend money on trucks.
Absolutely, they really look at trucks hard. They know people are using them to work out of. So it's and when they know we sell great trucks.
All right, let's talk about coming out, checking out the selection of vehicles and financing.
Come see us at Highway 90 at Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, 743. This is something else to worry about that I don't think you really need to worry about, but Reader's Digest. Does anybody get Reader's Digest anymore?
I haven't seen a Reader's, unless you go to a doctor's office. They've got Reader's Digest.
That's where they always were. But a story from their online Reader's Digest says, the story is, if you take a drink, okay, is it safe to drink a glass of water you left sitting out overnight?
I would say yes.
Like, I would never have thought of that being an issue. Right? I mean, okay, so they said it's not going to kill you, but it's not the safest thing to do, especially if you already had a sip of water from that glass. With an open glass of water, dust and bacteria can fall in and create a film of bacteria on top of the water. But even a closed bottle might not be a good idea, because once you take a drink, bacteria from your mouth and lips get in there and start multiplying. Since it's mostly your own bacteria, probably won't make you sick, but it could, they say. And drinking from somebody else's bottle that's been sitting is even riskier. It depends on that person, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's tap or bottled water. The same thing happens once the water touches your lips. And drinking from an old used bottle you left in your car is worse, because the heat from the sun helps bacteria grow even faster. Well, I do that a lot. If I hadn't finished a bottle of water in the car, get in there a couple days later, like, yeah.
Well, you could do that this time of year. So probably not in, like, July, unless you want some hot water.
Yeah, it's hot water. It's fine. I figure you'd kill everything in there. So experts say, in general, once you put your lips to a bottle of water, you should try to drink it right then or dump it out. This is ridiculous.
Yep.
This is why people get sick from everything anymore, because we're not building up enough. The germs you'd get from taking a sip of your water the next morning, it should be good for you. Whatever falls in there, you know, it builds character.
Right, yeah. I'm not scared of my own germs.
Okay, so I don't know, but they're saying it's not the safest thing to do. So there you go. Duly noted and probably duly ignored. 745, we'll check in with News 5 and sports on the way.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
Hey, back in studio with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. What are y'all doing right now to get ready for the season?
Contrary to popular belief, our crews are super busy. There's tons to be doing in everyone's landscape right now. We're cutting back grasses, ornamental grasses, liriope, things like that. Trimming crepe myrtles. We're applying pine straw, really kind of handling the leaves. And probably most importantly is we're putting out pre-emergent to really get ahead of weeds. If you want to keep a clean lawn and beds, for that matter, you really want to put out a pre-emergent.
Now, you've told me that in the past. A lot easier right now to put out pre-emergent than have y'all come in and deal with those weeds once they're up.
That's right. Ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure.
You've heard that before.
Yeah, I have. It's really never more important than in this scenario.
Okay, so this is the time of year somebody needs to call you for that pre-emergent or any of the other issues that can be worked on right now. Instead of calling you in April, May, you know,
right.
Do it now.
That's right. Right now would be much better.
All right, tell us how I might get in touch with you.
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One person is dead and four others are in the hospital after a drive-by shooting on West Gadsden Street in Pensacola late last night. Right now, police are searching for the person responsible. Two of the victims are listed in serious condition. The other two are stable. Police have not identified the person who was killed. Fire officials are looking into what caused a house fire in Citronelle. That fire started about 2 o'clock Sunday morning on Albert Turner Road. When Citronelle Fire and Rescue arrived, the home was in flames. A car was also destroyed in that blaze. No one was home when the fire started. Dozens of people in central Mississippi are fleeing their homes as the Pearl River continues to rise. The river is expected to crest at 38 feet this morning. The spillway gates at the Ross Barnett Reservoir are open, but that's leading to more flooding in Jackson neighborhoods. Many of the flooded areas have been blocked off. Despite the rainy weather, thousands of revelers flocked to downtown Mobile to see the Neptune's Daughters and OOI parade. Mobile police say about 7,000 people showed up for the festivities. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am. But I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh, yeah. Me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingen's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. That's kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
Good morning, 7:49 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Daytona 500 has been postponed by rain for the first time since 2012. After President Trump served as the Grand Marshal in only 20 laps, the race was postponed after two lengthy delays for rain that totaled more than 3 hours. So they've set the race to resume this afternoon at 3 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on Fox. On Friday night, Grant Enfinger from Fairhope won the Truck Series race at Daytona by 1/100th of a second. That's the closest Daytona race in the history of the Truck Series. Enfinger's win is the third Truck Series victory of his career, and it comes 1 year after he lost at Daytona by just under 3/10 of a second. Noah Gragson ended up winning the Xfinity race on Saturday. Gragson notably won the Snowball Derby just a couple years ago. In the UFC, local MMA fighter Brock Weaver won in his debut at UFC Fight Night in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, but he did not win in the manner that he'd prefer. Weaver's opponent, Kazula Vargas, was disqualified after illegally kneeing Weaver in the face while Weaver was sitting on the ground against the cage. It's illegal for a fighter to knee to the head of an opponent that is on the ground. Weaver appeared to briefly lose consciousness before the referee called an end to the fight.
Vargas escapes and throws some big right hands and a knee! That's illegal. That's illegal. That's illegal. That's illegal.
Referee immediately steps in. I don't think he's going to call it up.
Yep, it's over.
Cut time. He didn't call it off.
It's over. Yep, he's hurt bad.
So Weaver wins on one of the most blatant illegal knees that I've seen in the UFC. Weaver is from the Mohwa Band of Choctaw Indians in McIntosh. He trains right here in Mobile at Port City MMA. In college basketball, number 11, Auburn went on the road without freshman Isaac Okoro, ended up falling to Missouri 85-71. The loss brings an end to an eight-game win streak for Auburn. They had won four of their last five in overtime. Kyra Lewis Jr., Jaden Shackelford, and Herb Jones led Alabama past number 25 LSU 88-82. Lewis scored 27 points, Shackelford added 26, and Jones, with only one healthy hand, the other one was in a cast, he ended up with a career-high 17 rebounds. The South Alabama Jaguars beat Louisiana Monroe on Saturday 50-49 after South's K.K. Curry grabbed an offensive rebound off of a missed free throw. He ended up hitting the game-winning shot as time expired. Jags have now won four in a row. The USA women's team fell in a close one to Coastal Carolina, 76-73. In baseball, South Alabama began their season at home with a 2-1 series win over Campbell. Hunter Stokes, who played his high school ball at Spanish Fort, hit a walk-off homer on Friday night that gave the 23rd-ranked Jags a 1-0 win. On Saturday, the team split two games, with South winning Game 1 12-10 and the Fighting Camel. Tiger Woods finished in last place after a final day 77, only the second time in Woods' career that he finished last among those who made the cut. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. New accident off of Berkeley Avenue and St. Stephen's Road. Officers heading there now. McDonald Road and County Farm Road. They've got another accident. Also, two cars left the side of the road southbound 65 to I-10 eastbound. Got fog still a big player as you're traveling across the Bayway in low-lying areas. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. From small repairs to larger, more complex jobs, get a free quote. Call 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, a few showers with dense fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. For a while now, you've been hearing me talk about what the MSA does and how we're the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events. And we thank you for your support. As we roll into spring, the MSA will be hosting sporting events involving golf, lacrosse, softball, tennis, track and field, cycling, volleyball, gymnastics, basketball, and more. Get all the details on those events by visiting Mobile Sports Authority and check us out on social media. Go all out. We do.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
755 FM Talk 106.5, 57 now at our studios, heading for a high around 61, maybe 68 today. Depends on if you're down by the beach or a little bit interior. Dr. Bill says just expect that muggy to continue and maybe fog hanging on throughout the day and then reoccurring tonight. Parade start at 6:30 downtown. Looks okay for rain chances. Probably the best night of the next four nights for Mardi Gras Parade. We'll talk more about that, and you can always check that schedule on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. So it's waiting for you right there. Also, today, last day to get registered. If you want to vote on Super Tuesday, that's coming up, of course, March 3rd. You got to get registered to vote today. This is the last day. This is the electronic. You can go do it electronically, but today is the last day to register or update your voter registration information. It's the last day to register electronically. If you've already registered and you haven't moved or there's been no change since last time you voted, you don't have to do anything. You're still good. But if you have changed address or any of those things, you got to go online today. If you go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com, you'll see the story about this in our three big things, story from WKRG. There's a link in there that takes you to the page. So make sure you go in there, just make sure everything's straight up and ready to go right there.
Hunky-dory.
Or hunky-dory. There's that, yes.
I'm just wondering if President Trump will win the primary in Alabama. You think there's a chance he gets upset?
I think Bill Weld will coming in strong in Alabama. Yeah, I think he's probably okay. Democrats will be debating. That's coming up as well. We'll talk about Nevada and what this means for Buttigieg and Sanders and Warren and others. And take calls from you next hour. Plus, give you a chance to win tickets to Def Leppard. Stay close.